Chapter 5. The Evil King. Everyone in Mycenae cheered when Hercules returned with the monster's heads.
Hercules is very strong, but he is also very smart, they said.
Hercules had shown both his bravery and intelligence. To be a champion, he had to be both strong and smart. Everyone was happy now, except for King Eurystheus. When he heard that the lake monster was dead, he was angry.
You are smart and strong, Hercules, but there are things that even you cannot do.
The king laughed to himself. He had a plan, a very bad plan. King Eurystheus was very angry that Hercules had been able to complete all of his jobs so far. But the king was also scared of the strong man. So he decided to create a job that was impossible for anyone to complete. And to make it more embarrassing for Hercules, it would be a dirty, stinky job as well. King Eurystheus called Hercules into his castle.
Hercules, you have been so brave. You have completed all the jobs I have given you without complaining. I am amazed at your loyalty, the king said. Because of your hard work, I will only ask you to do one more job. Then you will be done. When you finish, you will be a free man, a slave to me no more.
You are much too kind, said Hercules. I will do anything that you ask.
Well, Hercules, I want you to clean the stables of my friend King Augeas. That's all. Then you are done.
Certainly, King, said Hercules.
But, added the king with an evil smile on his face, the stables must be cleaned in one day. If you cannot clean them in one day, you will be my slave for the rest of your life.